Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, football fans. For those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
He has played so much better in the postseason, even compared to some great regular seasons. And for the times that he doesn't gold, that's when they run into problems. His single worst playoff game as, I think, a Kansas City Chief, other than maybe the Bucks one, in which case I don't even know if that counts. He did some superhero stuff in that game, is the game against Cincinnati that he lost the AFC title game. And eventually he played awful in that game. So like, but like, I think what it is like, yes, he has elevated, but I want to make it clear that he has to. The reason why they have won as many Super Bowls as they have is not because they are always the best team. I'll just be honest with you. It's not because every time going into the postseason, the Kansas City Chiefs are the best team in the league. This year might actually be the case that they are because 15-win team. It's them or the Lions or the Eagles.
Let's look at last year. I mean, yeah. The Ravens were the best team in the AFC last year. That was true.
Of course they were. A couple of years ago, I think it might have been Buffalo. But because they had a top five defense and a top five offense, and Josh Allen was playing lights out. But in the postseason, they'll continue to need Mahomes to perform at that high level of playoff expectation if they're going to three-peat. I mean, they can't be competitive in games or those things, but if a three-peat's going to happen, I want to get into this Texan games and be like, there it is. There it is. There's classic playoff Mahomes. We know he uses his legs more. We know he takes more deep shots. We know he turns the ball over less. And I'll say, lately, that hasn't been a problem anyway. That man has thrown one game worth of interceptions, two total, since week nine. He has thrown zero interceptions since after the Buffalo game in week 11. So from week 12 on, he's thrown no picks. The two previous weeks, he didn't throw any picks. So it's just one game in the last, 10 weeks, he's thrown an interception anyway. So that's already been lowered. The one thing I'd still love to see, and I hate to bring it up again, but it's like, can the deep passing game show up now? Can we?
Yeah.
Not saying they have to have that to win. I think he has to play at a higher level. But I still wouldn't hate to see one in the air, 50-yard bomb to Xavier Worthy once.
Well, I would like to see it. I don't think
they don't need it.
I don't think that's necessary. I think last year we said, you know, they got to connect on one. That was also because the team, in particular the offense, just didn't have much going. This offense is better positioned this year heading in the postseason than they were a year ago. That to me is undeniable based off of what we saw from Hollywood Brown in a couple games, being back with the team now. Obviously, the emergence of Xavier Worthy last year was about Rashee Rice. Travis Kelce once again is healthy. They've got a dual threat, a duo in the backfield now with Kareem Hunt. And Isaiah Pacheco, that's not a 1-2 punch that they had a year ago. I know McKinnon was big, but not in the same way we're talking about Kareem Hunt and Pacheco here in the backfield. So I think they're certainly positioned to do that. And the part you said about Mahomes that I've been trying to pinpoint even from a betting angle too, is that it's playoff time. I know Mahomes is willing to run more now. I mean, that's part of elevating his game. He's done it every single postseason. It's why we have the great call from Mitch Holtis from 2019, against the Tennessee Titans. It's an all-time play. It would be one I never forget, where Mitch is on the call and he says, not out of bounds yet, and it's Mahomes going up the sideline against the Titans. Like that's a play we will all, I'm sure, have in our mind for the rest of time. Like that's
the run last year too, because of the ankle, the one right up the middle to seal it.
Yeah, but even the penalty. I mean, the penalty he draws against Osai two years ago, I guess at this point, that was because he was willing to run. Like, he gotta have it play. Remember, they had to have that play. Otherwise, you know, they're not in a position to kick a field goal and all of that. So it that's the type of plays that we're more likely to see from him. That goes with elevating his game. It's not just through the air. It's what he's willing to do with his legs. And we've seen it every single postseason. He spoke openly about this. We played the audio, I don't know, it's probably been a month at this point, when someone asked him about how some teams and fans have complained about him during, you know, up the sideline. Does he, you know, is he bending the rules too much and this ridiculousness and all that from other fan bases? And he's like, one, no. But then he also said, he knows there's certain plays where he has to have it, and he's willing to risk his body more than he would in a week two game because he knows the situation. Well, it's do or die time. So that's part of why he's been able to elevate his game. So when you're looking at how the game could play out, it would not surprise me if Mahomes gets a rushing touchdown this week. It really wouldn't.
No, it's funny. You and I did not discuss this, but in talking about afterward, we didn't realize we were on the same page. You had said that you like the bets that are Patrick Mahomes' total rushing yards and a rushing touchdown.
Yeah,
I liked
last night.
Patrick Mahomes' longest run at over 12 and a half yards. So, like, without even consulting, we're both like, he's gonna run. That's a statistical fact. It has been pretty much his entire thing. It's kind of amazing to me how few duds he has had in the postseason. Because if you go back through Tom Brady's or some of these other elite-level quarterbacks in the postseason, everyone has a bad game, man. It happens. And sometimes Tom Brady didn't put up big stats and they still won because, you know, he had great defenses and all those things. Mahomes is just better. 25 yards better in the air. 10 yards better on the ground. More touchdowns. Less turnovers. He has had, I think, genuinely one dud game in his entire playoff career. And it's that one against Cincinnati a couple of years ago. 3 years. 3 years ago now? Like a different lifetime ago. 3 years? 3 years ago. That's the only time I remember him just being, because even as I'd mentioned in that Tampa Bay game, he was doing superhero stuff, man. He just trying to stay alive for the most part during that one. And that's why it's always just like, I can't even rule out like the blowouts in a lot of ways, even though we mentioned the close game stuff yesterday, they sometimes feel more likely in the postseason.
Well,
because if he's an unstoppable monster, then how are you going to beat him?
We know this is the first game of this postseason because of the bye. And I think it was Scott Kaxmar who went through in years in which Mahomes was healthy heading into a postseason. We know the ankle is not 100%, but it's as good as it's been in weeks. So last year, in their first playoff opener, they win by 19. In 2021, in their first playoff opener of that year, they won by 21 against the Steelers, 42-21. In 2019, we all know against these Texans, 51-31, they won by 20. And then even in 2018, they won 31-13 over the Colts by 18. So the margin of victory in playoff openers, whether it was wild card weekend last year or this year, we're talking about divisional round, the Chiefs have put up some impressive performances, not just squeaking by in the divisional round. So for those wondering, like, hey, you know, how close could this game be and everything, the Chiefs, 2018, 2019, 2021, and 2023, in all those games to open up the postseason, they were at least 18-point victories.
Yeah.
And I know you'd be like, well, the offense is not as good. Well, right now, I actually think it's pretty good.
Over the last few weeks, I mean, again, it's tough because we got to just erase that Denver game because it was Carson Wentz starting and a bunch of backup offensive linemen. Sure. And we've had questions about their starting offensive linemen.
But 29 against Pittsburgh, 27 against Houston, 21 against Cleveland. Those are the three games that have mattered, right?
Still not scored in the 30s, funny enough.
Well, remember, we know that it was the Texans game. They slid down. They could have got a touchdown. Or was it the Steelers game where they had the 30 points, but they decided to slide down.
And the Steelers game, they really didn't have to get to 30. It did not matter. And Andy's not going to just score 30 to score it. It doesn't mean like, especially in a game that's so locked up, you don't even have to worry about it, which was certainly the Pittsburgh game and a few others. But yeah, I'm looking forward to, once again, another postseason where you can just shove it in everyone's face where you're like, here comes Mahomes again.